Well, let's take a moment. Tell me about this soybean field that we're in here today.
Well, these are some channel beans. They're Roundup Ready 2. They're also Vista beans. I plant all Vista beans because I like the premium. Plus, I think it's a good thing to do with the healthy oil. We went, as soon as they went to the Roundup Ready 2, we got a couple of mini bulks of them a couple years ago, and that's all we're planting is Roundup Ready 2s. You're seeing more clusters, and we're seeing a lot more four bean pods, and of course that all adds up to better yields.
Mark, from the time that you started planting the Roundup Ready to yield beans, have you seen the technology improve?
Well, of course, the weed control, is easier and better. Now, we are being faced with, in our area, mare's tail, which you can see there's a few of them scattered about. We follow a pretty strict rotation of corn to beans, and so our mare's tail problem isn't as bad as some guys have it. The guys that are bean after bean are really having some struggles controlling the mare's tail. It's adapted to the Roundup, and now Roundup doesn't kill it, so we're using some other technology and putting something down to stay in the soil to help control the weeds.
When you look at the crop here this year, are you seeing a difference in your, you said you're growing all Roundup Ready to yields?
Yeah, no, I'm all 100%. The first year I planted the two mini bulbs, I had them at my home farm, and there was a 13 bushel difference on that according to my yield monitor. I planted them on one side of the field and I cut those beans on that one side and they were super. And then I went over to where they were the older generation of Roundup and they were 13 bushels less. And that made a believer in me. And the next year I ordered all Roundup Ready 2 beans. And I've been with the generation 2 beans ever since.
So why channel?
I started out growing crows. I was looking for an opportunity to. I thought I would be more efficient and cost effective by planting all one company because you get a bigger discount. And I had looked around and I had looked at the shows and everything else, and I liked what I saw in crows, and so I went with crows. And then of course crows got bought out by Channel. Crows was one of three or four companies that Channel actually owned, and now we've just absorbed that name, and now the bags. The one year we had some Channel corn in Channel bags, and we had some crows in crows bags. Now it's all bagged under one name. And, the affiliation with Monsanto's been good. I think we've made more money since we've been with Channel, so, it's been a good fit for me, and I don't sell a lot. I sell a little bit, but mostly it's for my own use.
Mark, have you noticed anything in particular as you go across this field of beans or any of the others that is standing out in your mind here this year?
Well, I think if you notice, they're kind of leaning, and it's because they've got a lot of pods on them, and there's a lot of four. Like I said, you get off air and count, and there's a lot of four bean pods. What's amazing to me, for as many rains and big rains we have, we're not seeing the drowned out spots that you'd normally would see. There was one little one up there along the road, but it was hardly noticeable. It might have been a 40% stand reduction in a 20-foot area, but overall we got an excellent stand. Of course we were planted a little bit later, so they came right up. A lot of the beans we saw coming up in within 2 or 3 days, actually, and they've, with our weather, with the moisture and the heat that we've had, they've just kept growing all summer long.
Mark, have you seen anything here this harvest season that would change your thinking or plans for 2012?
Well, the only thing that we're faced with right now is with the Vista beans, our people that process them. There's some chatter in the business that they're going to not be taking the Vista beans in 2012. So we're going to look at, right now ours goes to Bungie and Marion, and we haven't heard anything out of them. As a matter of fact, that was one of the things I was going to do this afternoon while I was cutting, is to call Jerry up at Bungie and see what the plans are for next year. The talk is a couple of the ADM places might not be taking them, and you know, we just need to make sure we have a market for them when we grow them.
Mark, let me ask, you know, as you go through the harvest season, what kind of notes are you taking as you go through your soybean and your corn here during harvest?
Well, I map, my combine maps all of it. You know, when we get done, we'll look at the maps. And, of course, the big thing right now we're talking about is on the years that we don't grid sample, we replace with what we've taken off the crop so that we try to keep a certain level of nutrients there. So we'll look at the maps with our fertilizer people and fertilize to what we've taken off. And, you know, I think we're going to probably have to adjust it up a little bit because the last 2 years we've had really good crops. And so we'll have to make some adjustments on our fertilizer to put back what we've taken off.
If you had a chance to sit down with some of the folks, the plant breeders, and could talk to them about what you're looking for as a grower, what kind of suggestions would you give them today?
Well, I think with the rising fuel costs, the dry corn, we're looking at something that dries down. We're, you know, our corn's wet like everybody in the area is this year. Last year we dried very little corn. Of course, we don't control good old Mother Nature, but you know, those the drying down, the standability, these beans have gotten pretty tall. I think a lot of it is weather related. You know, we want something that stands east of combining and of shelling, and then the quick dry down. And of course, the number one thing is yield. You know, we need big yields. We have big rents and we have big input costs. And of course, we've been very blessed with good markets, and you know, I think it's going to be a good year for us.